four educators say they were fired from a therapeutic school in Brattleboro after they raised concerns about alleged student mistreatment. While administrators at the Inspire School for Autism deny the allegations, the state has opened an investigation. At least one local school district has pulled students from the school, and several parents have made the same decision. Vermont Public Education reporter Lola Dufour broke this story, and she joins us now to tell us more about it. Hey, Lola.
Hey, Mitch.
First of all, tell us about the Inspire School and what it does.
Sure. So Inspire is a very small private school. It's only allowed to take about 23 kids at a time, and it serves autistic children with really severe needs. Some of their students, for example, are nonverbal. Now, schools like Inspire fulfill a really critical need in the state's education system. Public schools are federally required to educate all children, including those with special needs. But when schools don't have the capacity to take on those kids, they pay tuition to place them in specialized schools like Inspire. Tuition is very expensive. Inspire is authorized to charge up to $99,000 per child, according to the state.
Well, what allegedly happened last spring?
Well, this group of educators say they went to administrators and they told them that they were really concerned about how the school was treating students there. Their central claim is really that kids were just routinely bullied by staff who weren't particularly well equipped to actually educate kids with severe needs. They say that the kids were mocked and humiliated for their behaviors and punished in ways that were often really counterproductive. They also say restraint and seclusion were really overused. After this meeting, they say administrators demanded that they turn over any information that they had about these incidents of alleged mistreatment. And when they didn't fully cooperate, they were fired.
Well, why didn't they just turn over everything they had?
They told me that their boss's demands felt like a ploy to shift blame. They say a lot of the incidents they referenced when they first confronted administrators had actually been witnessed by those very same school leaders. They noted that there were cameras throughout the school, and they said that their meeting, their presentation to the school's administrators, had been an attempt to reset the culture at the school.
What have administrators had to say about all this, Lola?
They didn't speak to me, but their lawyer denied that the school would engage in retaliatory behavior. And he said that while he couldn't discuss any details about the former employee's departure because it was a personnel matter, he did note that mandatory reporting laws require school employees to report suspected child abuse and neglect. Now, the group of fired educators say that three of them actually did go and bring their concerns to the Department for Children and Families, which takes these reports. And they say a DCF intake worker told them that what they were reporting probably wouldn't actually trigger a DCF investigation, but that their concerns would be better looked at by the Agency of Education.
So did they reach out to the Agency of Education?
They did, and the agency confirmed that they have opened an investigation into the school. At least one local school district has already removed some of its students from Inspire, and some parents have also pulled their kids.
Well, Lola, I have to wonder if this brings up broader concerns in the state education system.
The educators I spoke to certainly believe it does. They're really frustrated by how long it took the Agency of Education to follow up with them and how difficult it was even to figure out who they should bring their concerns to. These are private schools, but they're, you know, largely publicly funded, and the students that they serve are the most vulnerable in the state. And they say there should be much stricter oversight.
That was Vermont Public Education reporter Lola Dufour. Thank you so much, Lola, for the information on this story. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, Mitch.